You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek. Little Rock artist Jeff Waddle makes everything from skateboards to birdhouses, but many of the pieces in his studio aren't his own. They belong to French artist John Faux, Waddle's longtime friend, who lived and worked in Hot Springs, but is back today in his home country. KUAR intern Alden Walters has more.
Jeff Waddle looks like he rides a Harley Davidson. At his studio, you hear classical music before you see the brightly colored, abstract paintings and sculptures he makes. But another artist's huge, light green steel sculptures take up as much space as Jeff's own work.
He came over as a spatial artist.
That's Jeff, talking about Jean Faure, known simply as Jean Faux. The French sculptor's pieces fill his studio.
He was a painter in the 70s and had a show in Washington, D.C. at the Smithsonian and came over with this artist, Manini.
In his first years here, Jean Faux, who is now 85, lived and worked all over the United States.
And then Manini had told him about this little place in Arkansas, Hot Springs, and he felt that it was a lot like southern France where he's from, and knew that this was the place he needed to be.
The sculptures Jean Faux created over more than 30 years in Hot Springs are easy to spot. They have thick curves and some tower over viewers. When Jeff leads me around, he shows me how you can see each place Jean Faux's hammer hit. Every sculpture was made without heavy machinery, just the artist and a few simple tools. That's what drew Jeff to Jean Faux in the first place.
The passion he had for his work. I mean, this guy was pumping every day. I mean, banging metal, bending. I was really blown away by that.
Jean Faux asked Jeff to help him move some of the huge sculptures, and the two became close friends almost immediately.
And I kept helping him, and anytime he needed help with anything, I was there. He'd become like a father to me in the art world.
Jean Faux's pieces are simple. Each one is based on a rock or a bit of wood he would find while walking around Hot Springs. And in the marks made by his hammer, there's rhythm and power. But a few years ago, the strength Jeff saw in Jean Faux began to fade.
He just got real ill and wasn't really talking about it, just thought...
And Jeff knew Jean Faux wouldn't want to let go of the strength he had relied on for years.
He fell down in his studio one night and called me. I told him to call an ambulance, and right then I knew because of Jean Faux, his pride or something, I don't know. I told my wife, I don't think he's called the ambulance, so I got in my car and drove down there. And sure enough, he didn't call the ambulance. And so I put him over my shoulder, and then I took him to the hospital, and he just wasn't doing good.
So Jeff started working to get Jean Faux back home. He spent nights fixing rusted, broken sculptures and finding buyers until Jean Faux could afford the move. Today, Jean Faux is in France. Jeff is an artist full-time. And earlier this summer, his restoration efforts helped get Jean Faux's work into a show at the Butler Center for Arkansas Studies in Little Rock. It's been over a decade since they met, but Jeff still looks at the dents made by Jean Faux's hammer and marvels at his friend.
I think it's the drive and the passion that you see that come from artists. Gets that fire in your belly. That's what art does. And I saw that in Jean Faux.
There's a sign Jeff got from Jean Faux's studios. It reads, "To work unworried by anyone, and to become strong, this is the artist's goal." The quote is by French artist Paul Cézanne, a sort of mantra on Jeff's wall, as he turns on the radio, picks up his torch, and begins his next piece. Alden Walters, KUAR News.